Welcome to Season 2 of A New Voice of Freedom. The podcasts are taken from the four volumes In Defense of Christianity, written by Ronald Keith Messer. Podcast 78 is entitled, The Face of Tyranny.
Larger-than-life images of tyrannical rulers, like the pictures of Big Brother, are perhaps more powerful than the person himself. Remember, it is the image of the beast, and not the beast itself, that has the power.
In Revelation 13:9-18, we read, If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast come up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by the sword, and did live. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. And had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, and caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Satan is behind evil. But the above is talking about evil governments that try to control the economy. If we think of the beast, not as a monster like Grendel's mother in the ancient epic, Beowulf, but as an evil nation or a combination of nations in collusion, then the images become very real. It appears that John saw a specific beast, but world history shows that in every age, tyrants arise that try to dominate the world. Realistically, however, because of technological advances, no other age in the history of the world better fits the image of the beast than our age, where he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, or where no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
If ever there was a prophetic warning against modern technology, high-tech methods of destruction, and globalism, it is surely found in the revelations of John.
In 1532, Niccolo Machiavelli published a book entitled The Prince, known as The Little Book. It is a treatise on how to obtain power and how to hold power. In Volume 2, Democracy, I do an extensive analysis of The Prince and list the top 40 rules, my number, not his, to gaining power. The book is amoral. The rules entirely disregard Christian values or Christian virtues. The book is disturbing because many of our political leaders today in very high places are following his advice to the letter. In this podcast, I refer to only 5 of the rules. In the following, I list only 3, which I call rule number 6, rule number 28, and rule number 40. I offer a summary of the rule first, and then I present a direct quote from the little book. I refer to it as Machiavellian pragmatism. I define pragmatism as the act of doing what works, regardless of moral standards. For example, when Obama said, quote, the question we ask today is not whether our government is too big or too small, but whether it works, unquote. That is Machiavellian pragmatism, spoken like a true socialist or communist or dictator.
Machiavellian rule number 6. Exalt your authority above the people, so that they put your needs above the needs of others. Make your primary concerns their primary concerns. Turn the hearts of the people to the state and away from family. You first, all others last. Quotation: He who has the state of another in his hands ought never to think of himself, but always of his prince, and never pay attention to matters in which the prince is not concerned. Machiavellian Rule Number 28. Those who do not support your views should not only be forced to acquiesce, but also forced to believe. Quotation: And thus it is necessary to take such measures that, when they believe no longer, it may be possible to make them believe by force. Machiavellian Rule Number 40. Create dependence upon the state. Preach the evils of self-reliance. Make people dependent upon entitlements or welfare, and they will always remain faithful. Quotation: Therefore, a wise prince ought to adopt such a course that his citizens will always, in every sort of kind of circumstance, have need of the state and of him, and then he will always find the faithful.
If you want absolute power, you must remove all competition, even if that competition is God, and replace it with your own idols. Here is the irony. A complete totalitarian state cannot stand without a religion. Therefore, regardless of whom your God is, whether Jehovah or Darwin, or Hitler or Lenin, you must establish your own deity. Idols are an essential requirement for a totalitarian state, and so is a figurehead. At the heart of idol worship is the image. It is the Wizard of Oz syndrome. The image is everything. The person in power must be perceived as a god. People will die for their god, and if that god is not the head of state, then power can never be completely centralized. Communism failed because, even with all of its horror, without a god, it never achieved total power. Amidst the fear, there must be an element of worship where power is incomplete. Individual worship, self-reliance, free enterprise, and free will cannot be tolerated in a totalitarian state. They must be replaced with superstition, fear, and government dependence, for example.
Machiavellian Rule Number 32. It is good to be loved, but better to be feared. The dread of punishment never fails. Quotation: Upon this, a question arises, whether it is better to be loved than feared, or feared than loved. It may be answered that one should wish to be both, but because it is difficult to unite them in one person, it is much safer to be feared than loved. One of the two either must be dispensed with. But fear preserves you by a dread of punishment which never fails. Machiavellian Rule Number 33. Use law where possible. Use force where necessary. Be both man and beast. Be lenient sparingly. Be cruel profligately. You must know there are two ways of contesting, the one by law, the other by force. The first method is proper to men, the second to beasts. But because the first is frequently not sufficient, it is necessary to have recourse to the second. Therefore, it is necessary for a prince to understand how to avail himself of the beast and the man. One without the other is not durable. And of all princes, it is impossible for the new prince to avoid the imputation of cruelty owing to new states being full of dangers.
Therefore, government must become God. Satan is more essential to a totalitarian state than to a democracy. Where there is no fear, no uncertainty, and no God, there can be no control. Fear is the greatest weapon of terrorists. Alexander Solzhenitsyn tells us in his book, Gulag Archipelago, that the Russian police always came at night. All government dependence is a form of institutionalized fear.
Contrary to critics, Christianity eliminates fear. The Apostle John says, There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. It is those tyrants who have used Christianity or other religions as a road to power who instill fear. They are the villains, not God. God is love.
The rise of fear is another sign that liberty is being lost. The Social Democrats in Washington are creating an atmosphere of fear. You can't do it alone, Obama said. Students should not have to work and go to college, too. Government should take care of the poor, guarantee equal lifestyles, guarantee homes, guarantee health care, guarantee material equality. To the Social Democrats, wealth and self-reliance are evil. They take from the rich and give to the poor. There must also be civil unrest. They turn the blacks against the whites, the rich against the poor, the women against the men, the minorities against the majorities, and so on. In addition, law and order must break down. That is what is behind defunding the police, destroying our borders, bribing illegals to cross our borders, encouraging looting, not enforcing laws, making our streets unsafe, releasing murderers from prison in a wholesale manner, taking away the right of peaceful citizens to bear arms, calling honest people who defend themselves terrorists or racist, even calling concerned parents speaking out in school board meetings terrorists, but allowing true rioters and terrorists to go free, playing down all real terrorist threats and encouraging riots by calling them peaceful demonstrations. Also, the economy must fall. That is what is behind the nearly $30 trillion debt, stopping the pipeline, destroying small businesses, runaway inflation, open bribery to gain votes, wasteful spending, oppressing the self-reliant, rewarding those who don't work. Only in an atmosphere of fear and uncertainty can a socialist state arise. Notice how the warming climate is used as a threat behind the massive spending bills. Never let a good crisis go to waste, repeated Hillary Clinton. Look how the left has used COVID, racial tension, and climate change to their advantage. If one policeman oversteps his authority, then all policemen are condemned as evil. If one person is a racist, then all white people are called racist. The word today is white supremacist. That is what is behind the slanders, homophobia, xenophobia, gynophobia, Islamophobia, transphobia, biphobia. The disruption of the democratic process is behind refusing to allow voter ID and not prosecuting voter violations. Before a new world order can be established, the old world order must be demonized and destroyed. In other words, for true power, there must be a one world economy, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. That is total power. And that is where this nation is heading if we don't reverse it now. Once the spending bills are passed, it is impossible to take them off the books. Mr. F.L. Lucas reminds us, well did the Chinese say that when a piece of paper blows into a law court, it may take a yoke of oxen to drag it out again.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.
In Defense of Christianity is available at ronaldmesser.com.